In this week's parsha, we have the famous two words uttered by Bnei Israel at Har Sinai. They're not actually found in Parshas Yisro, only in Parshas Mishpatim, Nasa v'Nishma. And we know the Medrash goes on about what a tremendous chus it was and the crowns they received and how special it was they said Nasa v'Nishma. What's so special about Nasa v'Nishma? The Beis HaLevi actually has a long discussion of the uniqueness of Nasa v'Nishma in one context. But I want to point out an insight based on a different Beis HaLevi in his 17th drush, where he asked what seems like a technical, formal halachic question on the Chumash. Nasa v'Nishma means, they said, Nasa v'Nishma, we will do whatever says in the Torah, and we'll hear whatever Hashem says. Meaning they accepted to do whatever was in the Torah, even before they heard what it was. According to Rashi, they hadn't heard anything of the Torah yet. According to the Ramban, they had heard Parshas Mishpatim, but still, there's a lot of the Torah they hadn't heard yet. It's only, a minority of the mitzvahs in Parshas Mishpatim. So they agreed to accept whatever Hashem would command them. So yes, the kasha from the Rambam says if someone makes a perfectly valid kinyan and accepts upon himself a davar she'eno katzuv, something that has no fixed limit, an obligation that has no fixed boundary or limit, it's not halakhically valid. It's only valid if you accept an obligation with a fixed limit. If you accept something unlimited, I'm obligated to give you as much money as you ask for. And that's not halakhically valid because it's not concrete enough. It says here, what did they do? They accepted to fulfill whatever mitzvah Hashem would give them. So how is that valid in the first place? It's chayvus of a davar she'eno katzuv. So he answers, that sounds like a very technical, formal question, but it's really a deep philosophical question, which is, how is there such thing as I agreeing to enter into this relationship with Hashem to do things that I don't know how many of them are, and I don't know how hard they're going to be, and it's just not, they just didn't know what they were getting into. It's not a fair obligation. So answers that, if I want to make a kinyan with you, that I will agree to do whatever work you tell me to do, for however long, that's not valid because that's a davar she'eno katzuv. But there's another way I could accomplish the same goal. I could sell myself to you as an eved. If I sell myself to you as an eved, that's a davar katzuv. I'm one person, and I'm selling myself as an eved, and now meila I have to do whatever you say, because I'm your eved. And he says, that's what happened at Har Sinai. They didn't accept 613 obligations at Har Sinai, or accept a certain number to be named later of obligations at Har Sinai. Rather, they sold themselves Zavodim to Hashem, like it says in the Chumash later, Ki Avodayim. They sold themselves Zavodim, they were making themselves Zavodim to Hashem, and then Meila they had to do whatever Hashem said. And he says, this is the difference between Sheva Mitzvotei Noach and Am Yisrael. It's not just 613 versus 7, which is, 80 whatever times as much quantitative difference. It's a qualitative difference. Bnei Noach have 7 obligations they owe to Hashem. We are avodim v'Hashem. And what he means by this philosophically is what's the nature of Har Sinai? It's not just that we accepted an external obligation. Some people think that what does it mean to be a firm Jew? What does it mean to be an Orthodox Jew? To be an observant Jew? It means there's a lot of things you have to do. You have to do tons of things. You know, you have to do this and you can't do that, etc. On a surface level, that's correct. There's a lot of things we have to do and a lot of things we can't do. But says the Beis HaLevi, Ba'amkos, philosophically, that's not what's going on. It's not that we are regular people who have this external obligation to do things. No, that wouldn't have been chal, says the Beis HaLevi. It's that by standing in Har Sinai, we change ourselves into different type of people. We used to be just regular, natural human beings, and now we became Avdei Hashem. We changed the nature of our being. We're now a different kind of person. Our definition of who we are is people who are Avdei Hashem, people whose goal in life, people whose orientation, people whose purpose in life is to do Avodas Hashem. Memela, then we have to keep the mitzvos. But not keep the mitzvahs on the external to our nature. We're people, and then we have all these obligations put on us. No, that's not philosophically true, and that wouldn't even be fair. We have to keep the mitzvahs because internally, we at Har Sinai became Ovdei Hashem, not regular people who just want to eat, drink, and be merry, and whoever dies with the most toys wins. No, we became people whose goal in life is Avodas Hashem, whose idea of perfection is to be the best Oved Hashem and to be the deepest, greatest, most spiritual people we can be and to get closer and closer to Hashem. And then Meila, we have to keep the Torah because that's our nature, because that's who we are, not because it's something that's imposed upon us. And I think, well, this Beis Halevi, at first you look at it, it sounds like just like a cute pilpul, like asking a kashan from Dov Sheinu Katzev making an answer from Eved. I think he's really getting at the nature of what it means to be a Jew. To be a Jew is not to fulfill a lot of obligations, but to change who we are on the inside. We all have to have our own Har Sinai. To, on the inside, turn ourselves into people who our she'ifa is Avodas Hashem. Our goal in life is Avodas Hashem. We recognize the point in life as being Eved of Hashem. And then Meila, all the mitzvahs come naturally. Sometimes it's a little trickier to resist temptations and to not be lazy, and sometimes harder, but the mitzvahs are who we are and not something externally imposed upon us. And maybe that, the Beis Halevi doesn't take the step, he says something else, but maybe that is why we got such crowns, such shevach, and the malachim give us such accolades for saying Nasa v'nishma. Because we recognize that we're not just obligated in a bunch of commandments, but rather we've become a different kind of human being, and now we're people who define themselves and look at themselves as Ovdei Hashem, and define their life as a life of Ovdei Hashem, and for that, that really, you don't have to put a crown on our heads for that. That is a crown on our heads, and it's no wonder that the Malachim and all the heavens were so impressed when we recognize that the goal in life is to transform ourselves into a spiritual, godly kind of person, and that's how we're Mekabel Torah at Har Sinai.